We're on this morning with Lisa Olson, who's with Whitnell, which is part of Associated Bank. Lisa, good morning. Welcome to our Thought Leaders Chair.
Well, good morning, Steve. I'm so glad to be talking with you this morning.
Tell our listeners about Whitnell and what you do there.
Well, Whitnell is a wealth management firm based in Oak Brook, Illinois, and we're a wholly owned subsidiary of Associated Bank. So I work in the Family Office Services Group there at Whitnell, and we work with multi-generational families in really managing the complexities of the family's collective wealth, including their private assets as well as their family businesses. You know, we really work to integrate financial planning, investment advisory, and financial reporting across families' multi-generational wealth. And, you know, in today's environment, those complexities have really been compounded by the pandemic and, you know, the economic fallout. And that's impacted so many individuals and their businesses.
Well, that's going to be the focus of our conversation this morning, family business and the kinds of things that you do with them and the kinds of issues that they face. I want to start, first of all, by talking about the kinds of family businesses you work with and how important they are to the economy.
Sure. So, you know, let me start first by giving the definition of what a family business really is. That's a business where two or more family members are involved, and a majority of the ownership or the control really lies within a family. These can be companies that are publicly traded, like a Walmart, where over 50% of the company is still owned by the Walton family. But it's most likely smaller, closely held, privately owned businesses. And those are the types of businesses that our clients here at Whitnell have, and that we'll be focused on in today's discussion.
We often hear about the impact, the economic impact of family businesses and small businesses specifically, but family businesses generally. Talk about how big that economic impact is.
In the U.S. alone, there's about 5.5 million family-owned businesses. And those businesses really contribute almost 57% to the GDP, and they employ almost 60% of the workforce in the U.S. So, you know, in 2019, the U.S. had about 130 million full-time employees. So to put that number in perspective, that's almost 78 million people working full-time for family-owned businesses. So that's just, you know, a tremendous impact on our economy.
I want to talk a little bit about the impact that COVID-19, the pandemic, is having on these businesses. You sort of briefly touched on that in our introduction this morning, but are these family-owned businesses in trouble these days? Are they having a hard time making ends meet? How would you describe the status of them?
You know, let me take a step back and talk a little bit about, you know, the baseline issues that family businesses face regardless of, the pandemic and all of the economic issues today. Family-owned businesses are really the family's greatest asset, and that's typically the wealth creation vehicle for many of these families. When the family is in its initial stages, the key decision maker is usually the founder, and we'll consider that a Generation 1 family member. And as these businesses start to grow in success, the family wealth outside of the business starts to grow as well. And then that's really where succession planning for the business needs to be considered. But unfortunately, statistically, only about 30% of family-owned businesses successfully transition down to the second generation, with a mere 12% actually making that transition down to the third generation. So said another way, that's almost 90% of family-owned businesses that don't make the ownership transition to that third generation. And this isn't always because of business failure, but it can be attributed to the family selling the business before that transition happens down to future generations.
So what would your role be in going in to make sure that doesn't happen when you meet with families?
So So, you know, the lack of proper planning is really a contributing factor to the low transition rate. You know, essentially, the deck is stacked against family-owned businesses without proper planning. And according to a 2019 PwC Family Business Survey, only 18% of family businesses actually have a formal succession plan. So really, in our eyes, a successful transition really relies on a well-thought-out plan that really specifies how that business will transition and the ownership will transition down to the next generations.
What are some of the other challenges that you see with these family businesses?
You know, I really see four key areas today. You know, obviously, the first one being the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's just put a lot of stress on businesses and their owners across so many industries. Businesses have just greatly reduced their services, and we've just begun the slow process of reopening, and that's creating financial strain for so many businesses. And then the need to lay off or reduce staff can also be a very difficult decision, but especially for a family-owned business where non-family members, they feel like family to those owners. My second point is that this hasn't been all doom and gloom. There's been some financial relief provided to small businesses with the CARES Act, specifically with the Paycheck Protection Program, or the PPP. And this program was designed to help small businesses through loans that were granted through the SBA. And now these loans were allowing employers to retain and continue to pay their employees salaries, some benefits, and certain other business expenses for a very short period of time. And then by meeting certain criteria, these loans can be forgiven in part or in total. And the program's been extended now through August 8th. And so if there's any small businesses that qualify and still require assistance, there's still some money left in the program and there's still some time to capture that. Third, you know, there's another concern related to the pandemic, and it's really the long-term fiscal and economic impact of the CARES Act. It'll most likely result in some future policy changes, which really mean increased taxes, which will put a strain on individuals and businesses. Last but not least, this is an election year, and that's creating great uncertainty for future policy. You know, and there's a lot of speculation that if there's a Democratic win of the White House and Senate, that some policy changes are imminent, and those can potentially eliminate some of the planning strategies that are in place today.
So what then are your recommendations when you have a sit down with your family businesses? What are your top recommendations for dealing with some of these?
You know, despite the current challenges for family-owned businesses, now is actually a great time to take advantage of certain planning opportunities. And there's three key components that are going on in today's environment. The first is record high estate and gift tax exemptions. The second is depressed business valuations due to the pandemic. And then the third is historically low interest rates. So when you combine these three factors, they're really giving family business owners the opportunity to address succession planning, specifically relating to ownership succession, in an extremely advantageous environment. I've heard the current environment referred to as the perfect storm. And family business owners should really take advantage of these opportunities before that perfect storm potentially blows away.
It really, too, shows the importance of having someone like you being able to navigate through that storm, right? I mean, to have somebody who's knowledgeable about all of these areas, and if you aren't, then somebody else at Whitnell probably is.
That's correct. You know, and just to explain how these three factors kind of interrelate and how they're an advantage to family business owners. You know, the first, with the record high estate and gift tax exemptions, These exemptions allow families to gift assets, including shares in their family business, down to the next generation without incurring any gift or estate taxes. You know, and this is due to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, that exemption now sits at a historically high $11.58 million per individual, or $23 million joint, and that number is being indexed for inflation. And that number's up from the previous 5.4 million individual exemption prior to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. You know, this act is scheduled to expire after 2025, and then it's going to revert that exemption back to the 5.49 million adjusted for inflation effective January 1 of 2026. But depending on how the elections go this year, that exemption may decrease substantially sooner than 2026. And there's been some speculation that it can drop as low as $3.5 million per individual. And then there's also speculation that the federal estate tax, which is currently set at 40%, can go up to 55% or even higher. So with these exemptions arguably at peak levels, you know, you can transfer more now without incurring any taxes.
Lisa, this is a great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and continue at one-on-one if they want?
They can find me on whitnell.com, and that's WHITNELL.com, or at LOLSON at whitnell.com.
We thank you for being with us in the Thought Leaders Chair today. We hope you come back soon.
Thank you so much.